It's all about Southampton. The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
Hello and welcome to The So-So Show with Visit Southampton. Light up your social life. If it's happening in the SO postcode, you'll hear about it here. It's a look at life in the city hosted by her, Zoe Hanson.
And him, Simon Clark. This week, we take a tour on one of Southampton's best kept secrets.
Even before I started, I had no idea this is here. The airport's around the corner. I mean, West Quay's like, what, 10 minutes away from here?
And where to go for the best bottomless brunch in the city.
They leave the bottle, unlike most places, who just come round and top you up a little bit. They will leave the bottle.
So let's get it out of the way first then. Let's talk about Southampton 2025 and how incredibly proud we are
exactly.
of the effort that the city put together for the City of Culture bid.
I went down for the announcement. I went to the Spark. If you don't know, that's the big sort of spaceship looking place inside of Solent University. And they had probably, I don't know, 200 people in there, maybe 150, something like that. So the one show was going to announce it live. So about 6 o'clock, lots of people start turning up. Lots of people who were sort of Southampton proud and all of that stuff. They're all there. They're all waiting for this decision. And this has been 2 years in the making. You know, we've been talking about this and going, oh gosh, this is amazing. And this is going to be great. And we can't tell you any plans just in case we win. So we give it away to another city. And if something's going on in Southampton, we'll be there. You know, the So-So Show will be there in some sort, shape or form. Lois and I, that's my 9-year-old daughter, we were there. We were right at the front for the announcement. I made sure of it because we had Nanny and Pops watching the one show to say, oh, there they are. And then the decision came. And it was Nadine Dorry saying, Bradford's won it. There'd been sort of a bit of a talk that beforehand, you know, where we said, right, okay, we're not going to be too disappointed. We have to be gracious. If somebody else wins, we must be quite gracious because we would want them to be as well. And Bradford were always, you know, quite a front runner, weren't they? So when it happened, everybody sort of went, oh, and then clapped, a little golf clap. And there was this sort of down moment, but really, really quickly, there was this up moment, this real energy going, but we haven't lost anything. We haven't lost anything. We have won here because the momentum that has been created by the City of Culture bid has created this enthusiasm around the city, this drive to make things better, to, you know, find other ways of funding it. And actually, we may not be City of Culture for 2025, but I can see that already the wheels are in motion to change a lot of things.
And I wonder how many people who would ordinarily just pass through the city to get on a cruise ship
mm-hmm.
are now going to allow a bit of extra time
yeah.
to lay over and have a look around and do more than just West Quay in the 4 or 5 hours they have to kill.
Yeah.
And actually spend a bit more time looking around. So do you know where I was when the announcement happened?
Go on.
And I was on a train.
Oh.
And typically, I was great watching the one show on my phone until I got to Weybridge.
Yeah.
And it dropped out. It dropped out just at the moment where they were about to announce the winner.
Well, that was when we were on.
Yes, so I missed you. And then it came back, the yeah. signal and the yeah. connection, just a few seconds after I'd announced it was Bradford.
Oh.
So I could see people celebrating and cheering, but I had no idea who it was that had won. I had to hang around for another agonising 10 seconds before someone said Bradford. But congratulations, Bradford. Having spent some time living in West Yorkshire, it is an amazing part of the world. But I don't think, as you say, we've lost out at all. Because
no.
some of those videos that they've been showing on the telly as well,
yeah.
the background about the city and the background behind the bid, that is going to bring people down to this part of the world.
Absolutely. And there will be so many things going on. I sort of saw Satvir after the announcement and I just went, do you know what? Well done. You've done some great work. Don't ever think that this is wasted. It's not. We did not lose. And then I spoke to Shalina of La Case Maman, former MasterChef winner, And very, very proud Sotonian.
Naturally disappointed, but God, I'm still looking at the city and everyone's still here and everyone's still buzzing and people are still smiling. So I'm still so proud of who we are and what we are. And Southampton is still an incredible city and we're still going to shout about who we are.
And do you know what? You created this incredible momentum, right? Just talk about that feeling.
Exactly. Getting to the final four is still winning. We've managed to do something incredible with our people. And it's the first time we've managed to harness that talent, get everyone together for a collective force of good. That's not going anywhere. We're going to be committed to carry that forward.
Southampton's podcast. The So So Show.
So the second big thing that's happened in the city this week was when the Killers finally came to St Mary's.
I know. After people bought their tickets 45 years ago, they finally got to see them in concert. And Brandon Flowers, I've got to say, he was in fine voice. No, you're right. I didn't go to the concert, but I heard it. When I put the bins out, could you hear it?
No, because
Simon?
The wind was blowing the wrong way. But I know from the past when Bon Jovi played St Mary's with the prevailing wind, it does carry to Hedge End.
This was crazy. I mean, I could hear word for word. I stood out in the garden and had a little dance. Got myself a little can, had a little dance out in the garden on my tot. And then I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm checking the set list to see when the next song is that I want to dance to. I could just put it on somewhere. But I loved that so many people, myself included, when at 10 to 9, the bass and the music started, everybody thought it was one of their neighbours. You know, that one that you always think, oh, could they just turn it down a little bit? Right, it's not annoying enough for me to go round there and tell them to turn it down, but it's just annoying enough. I thought it was that neighbour or a car going past with some sort of, like, thumping bass, you know.
But it wasn't. It was Brandon Flowers.
I did jump on Instagram and say, right, what are you doing whilst you're listening to the Killers, not at the concert, right? So Eilish was in Bassett singing in bed. Pat was washing up in Portswood. Sarah was putting the baby to bed in Swathling. And Alice, I love this one from Alice. It was brilliant. Alice, I'm watching Stranger Things on the sofa.
So the gig overran slightly.
Oh, did it?
And quite a few people missed their trains as a consequence.
Oh,
but the
my
thing
gosh.
Is, you're at that gig, you're watching the time, you're thinking, I'm going to have to go in a minute, but I can't leave until they do that one song.
Right.
Which you know they're going to do at the end.
Yes, and they did.
So my friend had to go and pick her daughter and her friend up after the gig. Didn't get to bed till one.
Oh.
And it's all because they ran a little bit late and the daughter refused to leave until after they'd done Mr. Brightside.
You can't go to a Killer's gig. Oh, yeah, we left before Mr. Brightside. It's like going to a Saints game and missing when we win 9-0.
So I woke up Monday morning. I was excited. Tickets for the Killers. Can't wait to go.
Yeah.
Got out of bed. My ankle was absolute agony because, you know, I broke my ankle back in November.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been standing up on it all weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was really painful.
But you still went, surely?
Went to find my orthopedic boot, the one that you wear when you're recovering.
Yeah.
Remembered I threw it away 2 weeks ago.
No.
So in the end, I didn't go.
Oh, stop.
And I gave the tickets away.
And the wind wasn't in your favour either,
no.
So you didn't hear
so
any
I
of the Killers' gig.
I didn't hear a single note, not even from my back garden.
I hope that you were asleep by about 12 midday on Monday when everybody started chucking up pictures on social media about the Killers' gig.
On Tuesday, my timeline was just full. Everybody I am acquainted with on social media went to that gig, it felt.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I mean, I did go to St Mary's, but that was only to hand the ticket off to
oh, no.
my mate's fiancée.
And you had
who went
to go
instead.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Simon, I'm so sorry.
So my mate picked me up from Hedge End. We went to Portswood. We had a 7-bone along with everybody else within a 2-mile radius of Portsmouth because it was absolutely heaving.
Yeah.
And then my mate, whose fiancée was having the ticket, picked us up from 7-bone.
Yeah.
Dropped us all off at St Mary's, and then I had my 18-year-old taxi come and get me from the garage just up from St Mary's, because I knew she could pull in, do a Yui, and we'd be fine.
Oh my God.
So I was actually back home by 7:30 by the time the blossoms had started, I think. But never
I don't
mind.
Really know what to say.
It's fine. It looked great on all the video clips I've seen of Mr. Brightside.
No, it was rubbish. It was rubbish, Simon. It was that you wouldn't have wanted to be there. It was rubbish. And it overran, and yeah.
If there was a band that you could see at St Mary's next year, who would it be?
Oh, I tell you who I'd love to see again, and they are crazy good. Arctic Monkeys, all One Direction.
Well, I know which of those two is more likely to happen. But maybe Harry Styles will do a stadium tour.
Yeah, but I don't want to see Harry Styles. I want to see the proper, that's what makes you beautiful.
Do you know what is interesting? I don't think I'm aware of any One Direction tribute acts yet.
What?
Because you know how normally just about every band in the history of music has got a tribute act kicking around?
Must do.
I don't think there is one.
There's got to be. They've been around for 10 years or something, haven't they?
If there are, then I stand to be corrected, but I don't think I've ever heard of a One Direction
Other
tribute.
Direction.
There's the name.
The So-So Show.
This week, we've paid a visit to Woodmill, and there is so much more to it than just a funny little bridge you can only get three cars going each way at a time. Here's Harrison, the marketing exec from Active Nation Southampton, to tell us more.
Even before I started, I had no idea this is here. The airport's around the corner. I mean, West Key's like, 10 minutes away from here? And I had no idea it was that. And exactly like you said, it is that weird little bridge that three cars can drive over. But essentially, Woodmill is a 17-acre site. So we run activities from kayak hire, high ropes, low ropes, and then, like you said, Camp Woodmill, which is a sort of new product that we have. So you can come here for the weekend, stay in one of our teepees. We have 11, a whole new camping village for this year. And yeah, you can take part in all the activities that we run. You get free kayak hire. In the evening of Camp Woodmill, our instructor will take you up to the bushcraft area where you'll cook your dinner and you'll be taught how to light fires, etc.
You don't have to catch your dinner though, do you?
No catching. We have a salmon fishing pool here, but it is catch and release, so no catching. It's just whatever you want to bring.
So hang on, right, you've run me through sort of the activities, but if I was coming here for 2 days, what would you say the best sort of plan would be?
Yeah, so you arrive and check into one of your teepees in the tenting village, and then you can chill out for a bit, and then there'll be several different activities scheduled over the weekend. So a lot of people like to take part in the high rope, so you've got like a leap of faith, so you basically climb up a very tiny little platform and then jump off. I mean, they keep trying to get me on it, but I'm not going to do it. Or you've got low ropes, which is a bit more of a challenge team building thing. But yeah, you can take a kayak out on the lake or on the river and then have a bit of a relaxed afternoon before cooking your dinner. You'll stay over in your tent. And then the next morning you get breakfast on us, so at the Woodmill Coffee Kitchen. And then you'll take part in another activity. So that could be archery in our archery tent. Or again, if you want to do more climbing, kayaking, things like that. We've also got raft building, which we do. So there is really kind of up to you what activities you want to do. And obviously it depends on the weather as to what we've scheduled as well. But yeah, it's just, it's kind of a weekend for you to take part in activities, discover the great outdoors and yeah, just relax in our new tending village.
And if I wasn't coming to stay here for the day, all of these things are sort of on offer anyway, aren't they? So if I wanted to hire a stand-up paddle board and go down the River Itchen, that's there, yeah?
Yeah, so from Wednesday to Sunday, we do boat hire. So whether that's a canoe, a kayak, a catacanoe, which is basically like two canoes stuck together, or the SUP boards, yeah. So we run those from Wednesday to Sunday. Again, like the Discover Archery sessions, Discover High Ropes and Low Ropes. You can do those of a day if you don't have the whole weekend. So yeah, it's all always available.
And what do you find is the most popular at the moment?
Boat hire, whilst the weather's nice. And I think it kicked off during lockdown, I think, because it was one of the only things people could do. And we've now sort of seen that roll over to this year as well. So in the summer, boat hire, just from Wednesday to Sunday, you just got people flooding through the gate. Because in Southampton, we don't have that many accessible waterways, with most of it being ports. So whereas here, we've got upstream, downstream, we've got a lake. So we have quite a variety.
Out of all of the boats that you can take out at the moment, I know that stand-up paddleboards just, I mean, the buzz, I mean, the whole industry just exploded in the last couple of years. Which do you think is the most popular at the moment?
It depends on who's hiring. For families, they tend to take canoes out because you can fit more than one person in them. But yeah, paddle boards, you just get, I mean, it is the new phenomenon, isn't it? Everybody and their dog wants to get on a paddle board. So yeah, between paddle boards and canoes for sure.
Just so you can picture the scene, if you've walked along the river at Riverside, when you go across Wood Mill, you're walking along the path, but on the other side of the river, there's lots of sort of, there's a wooded area. That's where Camp Woodmill is, and I'm just blown away by it. I cannot believe that I've never been in there. I've walked past it for years. What sort of reaction do you get from people?
Exactly that reaction. Every time somebody comes in, it's, how did I never know this was here? Oh my God, I never knew this was here. This is crazy. Yeah, it's exactly that reaction every single time. Because it is, it's kind of tucked away and people only come over this road because it's that horrible road that only three cars fit through. So they're usually racing through it. But people don't actually get to stop unless you're walking by it and then you look. So yeah, it's exactly that reaction every time.
And what's your favourite thing to do out of all of it? You've said that you're not a fan of the high ropes. I'm totally with you there. What's your favourite thing?
Probably the low ropes. Me and my team went out and gave it a go last week at thinking, oh, this is going to be easy. But actually, it's really hard. And it's a great way to work as a team. You have to communicate with each other because one person can't move on without the other person allowing them. Essentially, you have to work as a team, and it really helps with your communication and collaboration and things like that. So for my team, it was really fun and it was really beneficial to kind of carry that over into work. But yeah, it was really hard work and my arms were aching the next day.
I think that Woodmill would be one of the most relaxing places you could ever go because nobody knows it's there.
Right.
So if you wanted to go off grid,
yeah,
you could just hide in one of the teepees for the weekend,
yeah,
maybe do a bit of paddleboarding, but no one would know you were there.
They totally wouldn't. It was like walking into the secret garden. Where's this come from? And I've walked and run along Riverside for years. How did I not think, I wonder what's in those woods over there?
Very thick woodlands with lots of fun on the other side,
yeah,
of it. And just another shout for the Woodmill Coffee Kitchen, which they mentioned in that chat.
Yeah.
If you're ever passing, they do the most phenomenal cakes and savouries.
Yeah, nice.
But just don't stop when you're on the bridge. Put your hazards on and nip in because that's not going to go down very well.
I mean, if you take too long to go across that bridge, people are...
If you forget the rule of three and you're the fourth
car...
Oh,
my gosh,
never...
I did it. I did it once.
No.
And I mean, I swear, I thought they were going to just go straight into the side of my car. You shouldn't. All right. I feel really bad for anyone that doesn't live in Southampton that goes across that bridge because you've had it.
If you didn't clock the sign that says no more than three... Yeah, when you come out the other side, you're not going to have a great impression of the people of Southampton,
gosh,
are you?
No.
It's all about Southampton, the So-So Show.
I've had such a brilliant, brilliant week. On Saturday, after a trip to the dentist, I went to the Greggs outlet. It's a store of dreams, it really is. Honestly, like, I'm in there like that. How much for 16 donuts? Oh my gosh, that is brilliant. That is a great price. Do I need 16? I could probably get through it if I tried. So we got four triple chocolate donuts.
One for the dentist.
It was straight after the dentist. The dentist didn't even get a look in. I don't think my daughter got a look in, right? There might have been four. Normally, I think they're £3.45. For four, and you go... That's not bad, you know. This was £1.55.
Shut the front door.
For four.
Shut the front door.
Triple chocolate donuts. There were two steak bakes. I think both of them together, 80p.
No.
Right? Like, honestly, you've got to go in there. They should have on the door, wear a mask, because everybody walks around that place open mouthed. Right? I don't think it's great for germs. And everybody goes, what?
How many people would you say you can get in the Greggs outlet at once?
Okay, so in the Greggs outlet, there must have been eight people waiting for their food to be heated up. And then there were like four waiting as well. But you walk around, it's a very sort of oldie-worldy bakery where there's baskets out and there's all the different savouries and donuts and cakes and whatever that you can buy. It's just an Aladdin's cave of baked goods. It's okay. Brilliant. Go take a wander.
I will go and visit. The So-So Show. Southampton bloggers are an online community highlighting the best of the city. I tell you what, I bet they've never been to the Greggs Outlet. But Alice is the curator.
So we started, I say we, I do have like little people that help me, but we started Southampton Bloggers in 2014, and it was a way for like-minded people that were blogging and sharing their lives on social media to meet like-minded people who kind of got it. It was when blogging kind of exploded again. So we started doing events in the city, different meetups. We used to work with like national and local brands on this, and we used to do it twice yearly. Obviously, we've had to adapt it a little bit in recent years. But yeah, it's just kind of like a networking event, really.
What kind of things do you blog about then? You say about events, but I know that you're always out for lovely lunches, aren't you?
So we kind of help support when new businesses open in Southampton. We support their launches. If they've got like new seasonal menus coming up, we kind of go in and support that. There's lots of local festivals and events that happen in the city. So we just kind of like get behind anything in Southampton and just bring that to a wider audience, because we love the city and it's a really great way to support the city and show people what Southampton is all about.
Where is your favourite place to go in Southampton? So let's go first of all for food.
Okay, starting in Ocean Village, yeah. Maritimo, really good for brunch. And then we'll go Oxford Street, yeah. Oxford Brasserie, really good for dinner for friends and family during the week. Also, apparently their Christmas dinners are really good as well.
We've had Christmas dinner in there, it's amazing. Yeah, you can't get it this time of year, but it is very, very good.
Old Blue Jasmine, Ocean Village. I'm going to have, this is going to be like more than five. Metrics. I live in Metrics, more or less. Any site, I'm kind of like at them all. And Smugglers, we're loving it at the moment. For brunch, really nice. And like they do picky bar bits with like melting brie and cranberry and sharing nachos. It's just, Smugglers is really great, especially if it's sunny. Their outside garden area is excellent. But you have to book because it gets really busy.
The other thing that we've seen quite a rise in, especially now that sort of weather's getting a little bit better, is the bottomless brunch. Where would you recommend for that?
Again, Smugglers. I went for one last month. It's really good value. Their brunch menu is really good, tastes delicious. We've got some photos on our Instagram actually. And they leave the bottle, unlike most places who just come around and top you up a little bit. They will leave the bottle, and their staff's lovely as well. It's just like a really nice all-round experience.
So of the many, many, many restaurants that Alice has just name-checked that she couldn't narrow down to one, Smugglers is an excellent shout.
It is, isn't
it? The wraps they do in Smugglers are incredible.
And Smugglers is always one that comes up in lots of different conversations. It's like they do everything very, very well, but they're only known by a sort of underground audience, you know what I mean?
Completely that. And there's a guy in there sometimes who serves me who looks like he should be called Misto and doing a round on Britain's Got Talent because he's got these incredible eyes.
Right.
Don't know what his real name is. I'd be disappointed if it isn't something that ends in O. Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show. Let's talk plat jubes.
I saw on social media somebody the other day called it jubes, J-O-O-B-S. And I thought, what the hell is that? I thought it was an acronym. And then I thought, jubes. Well, I've started using it now.
I can't stop calling it plat jubes.
Plat jubes.
But was it someone ordered a load of plates and they came back with platinum jubbly on them?
Yes.
So really, it should be platinum jubbly if it's going to be anything. But plat jubes seems to be the phrase that the kids are using.
So we have got our bunting out. We are street party ready for Friday. I saw this thing yesterday as well. So I don't know if you're doing like going all out for the plat jubes, Simon, but we've been to Aldi. We've bought a couple of carrier bags. And what you do is like on there, they've got their groceries, but they've got like the Union Jack flag over the top of it. So we're going to cut out some hearts from that and then try ironing them on to a T-shirt. Now, right, this is going to be very much like my cooking. It is going to be awful. I'm just looking at your face.
What, the bit that's not in my hands? Well, good luck with that.
I do try all these things.
Good luck
I really
with that.
Try.
I'm looking forward to seeing the photos on your social media of the cut-out carrier bag that you're ironing to the T-shirt.
You know when your kids are young and there's these like sort of earth mothers and, you know, they're really good and crafty and stuff. If you think of the opposite of that, do you want pizza for dinner again?
So anyway.
That's me.
Anyway, away from the Union Jack heart-shaped ironed-on carrier bag T-shirt idea, yes. What else are you doing?
So we've got a street party on Friday. Saturday, I think we're going to Royal Victoria Country Park, and it's raining on Sunday, so let's have a nice little rest.
Saturday, of course, remember, there's the big salute at the docks where everything that's in the harbour is sounding its horn at midday as a special salute to Liz.
Brilliant. Are we allowed to do that in cars that day?
Do you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Be amazing, wouldn't it?
The whole country got in its car and went, argh.
But you know what? The people that are the fourth car going across the Woodmill Bridge, they won't know that they've done anything wrong at that point.
And of course, that's not the only thing that's supposed to be happening down at the docks to mark the Jubilee either.
No, the Red Arrows are going to be, I think they're going to be honking their horns, but they're going to be doing a flypast. It comes across Southampton docks just after 4:30 on Sunday the 5th. So they're expecting Cadnam to be flown across at 4:33, Southampton Docks 4:35, Loxheath 4:36.
Let's hope that's more successful than the last time we were told there was going to be a fly past. And it won't be a display. It's literally just they're on their way from here to here and they'll be doing it across that route.
I know. There you go.
They might turn on some coloured smoke if they've got some left.
Yeah, well, they'll honk their horns, won't they?
So away from all the platinum jubes, let's find out what else is happening with Visit Southampton Light Up Your Social Life.
It does sound rude, you know. Right, okay, so this is something to get ready for, right? Some of you might have tickets already. You may have booked them a couple of years ago, but The Lion King is definitely coming to Southampton, coming to the Mayflower Theatre in September. I've got my Lion King Southampton bag ready to go.
So I missed it last time it was here, mm-hmm. and I cannot wait to go and see it this time.
Oh my gosh. If you have never been to the theatre to see this show, you are going to be blown away.
I'm also thinking I might see if I can get tickets for Six next week.
Oh yes!
Because that's an incredible show.
Yes. Now that's the one I'm after.
The only problem is the person that would be ideal for me to take to see that is currently studying so hard for her A-levels that anything like that is off her radar for
me. Oh no.
So I'm not going to go and watch that.
Might
on my
be a
own.
Nice break.
I've tried that line. She wasn't interested. So I'm not going on my own. But if you do have some time next week, Six at the Mayflower is just going to be amazing.
Another thing in the future, this is in July and it's going to be massive again. For Southampton, it's at St Mary's Stadium. 3 games of the Women's Euros. The tickets are still on sale. And then the Fawley Armed Forces Day. It's on the 18th of June in Fawley, of course. And there's loads and loads going on there.
Excellent stuff. Well, thanks for listening. Have a fantastic plat jube. And please do share any of your pictures and things you've got going on with us. Tag us in with our socials. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook as well. And it's worth following us and having your notifications set up because there's always something good to win. Enjoy the plat jube, Zoe.
And you, Simon. And thank you for listening. Happy Jubilee!
You've been listening to Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark on Southampton's podcast, The So So Show.